Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Brilliant return music. I might as well start there. Thank you very much, Victoria. That is hysterical. It made me laugh. My friend Brendan Whitted at HU Cosell on Twitter, our NBA analyst, joins us now to talk about the, I guess, the fights, or is it the in-season tournament in the NBA? We're only a couple of weeks into the season, but now we're two games in for some of these teams into the in-season tournament, and it took all of 2 minutes for hostilities to be reached between the Timberwolves and the Golden State Warriors. There are other things I want to talk about, but I guess we got to start here, because how does it take 2 minutes before you get Klay Thompson and Jaden McDaniel? Both of those guys got tossed out with matching double technicals for grabbing each other's jerseys and swinging each other. It was a square dance. And then, for no real reason, Draymond Green. I know Rudy Gobert came in and grabbed Klay Thompson to pull him away, but there was nothing dangerous about what Rudy Gobert was doing, because Thompson and McDaniel were never going to throw hands. And Draymond Green comes up from behind him and gets him in like a sleeper hold. I thought, I actually saw Gobert like submitting. He was like waving. The fight's over. And now Draymond's out. Explain how that escalated so quickly.
When I first heard about the fight, I was like, okay, you know, all right, well, and then I start watching the game. I'm like, oh, this happens when it's 0-0.
So yeah, it was right away.
You kind of came out on one kind of thing. It was weird because I don't associate that with Klay Thompson either, right? Like I know Draymond being in the middle of a scrap is not as surprising.
Correct.
But like I'm not, you know, used to seeing that from Klay, and especially not kind of from out of nowhere. You know, you can't tell me that the November NBA games don't matter. Obviously, you got folks scrapping over it as soon as it starts. It was really peculiar. I still don't really know what happened. It didn't seem like a logical escalation of things. It just kind of out of nowhere explodes, and then you see Gobert come in, and then you know Draymond's going to get some if that's what they're handing out.
So, just from reading a little bit about it, it does appear that the Timberwolves and the Warriors, for whatever reason, have beef. I can't imagine the Warriors even remembering that the Timberwolves were in the league, but apparently those two teams have beef. Maybe it's from when Gobert was with Utah. I mean, I honestly don't know. But this is the second time I think Minnesota has beaten Golden State, who's off to a bit of a slow start. Gobert did throw a pretty nice bit of shade at Draymond after the game, when he said, you know, when Steph doesn't play, Draymond didn't want to be around. I'm like, okay.
I would like to disagree with that, but Draymond did seem like he had one foot out the door. I mean, he's protecting this guy, right? So if he sees is Gobert draped over Klay, I can see just in that moment, just, hey, I got to get him up off my boy like that, you know?
Right.
And like you said, I don't know if this is a longer standing thing. Maybe it's not the Timberwolves. Maybe it's Gobert. I don't know. Maybe they have battled each other enough times just to have enough general animosity towards one another. But it was super weird to see.
All right, let me ask you real quick about the in-season tournament. The Hornets were 1-0 until losing to the Heat last night. So what are your thoughts so far on this in-season event?
I've liked it way better than I thought I was going to.
Yeah.
I remember when we first had a conversation, like, well, what do you think? I was like, if you don't care about all-star games and you don't care about all this other stuff, how is, you know, paint the court a different color going to change anything. But I did kind of feel like, especially when, you know, you mentioned the Hornets, but also the Lakers, like LeBron playing every minute of that of their opening in-season game of that fourth quarter. And I just started thinking, like, I'm sure he's going to want to be able to say, hey, I won the first in-season tournament, right? Like, it might not be a championship ring. It might not right. be a Larry O'Brien. But it's something to, you know, it is definitely something that distinguishes him further as he, you know, does this kind of swan song, you know, get as many accolades as I can on my way out the door. And it was fun. Like, Charlotte won, and they were 1-0 for one brief, brilliant moment. I was like, undefeated, never lost. Like, it was great. I was like, I was way too excited for it. I sure. loved it. Color me a believer, because I was wrong on that one.
First of all, you mentioned the courts. Like, the court in Milwaukee, the court in Boston, those were acceptable. But some of the courts are unacceptable. You can't have a red-on-red court and expect me or most people not to watch it on TV and go, what the heck is that? I can't look at that. The blue-on-blue, man, it looks like you're almost watching a game like on a video board. Like, no, man, just give me a basketball court. You want to put a colored stripe down the middle? Fine. You want to put a big yellow stripe or a big green stripe down the middle? That's cool. But, man, the red on red was really unsettling. But just to your point about what this in-season tournament is, and again, because the greatest comparison is what we do in football and soccer, and it's just a trophy. It's something else to win. So, like, it doesn't... It might not be the best teams in the league. Heck, the Lakers might win this one, and maybe they're one of the best teams in the league. Maybe not. We have no idea what it's going to be like over the course of the season. But it's a trophy, and over time, it will gain more importance. So when you have a chance to win something, it's hardware. I do wish there was a better name for it than the NBA in-season tournament. I don't even understand that.
They're probably still trying to shop the sponsorship. Dude, you got to give them a chance. Right. Got to give them a chance to sell that thing. They're going to figure out something better than the in season tournament. I really hope something better is coming down the pipe next year.
Sure, I mean, we have like the you win the Bill Russell Award, right, for the MVP Finals MVP. Right. There's got to be something. I mean, it's the David Stern Cup, like. There has to be something you can honor that the league has that you can also put a title sponsor on at some point. It just seems like, oh, wait a second, what are we going to do with this? Let's just call it the NBA in-season tournament. Like, no. Like, name it something.
I don't know why I find it, like, somewhat, I don't know, admirable when things are just named what they are. Like sometimes I just like it being just very, very basic. Hey, it's the in-season tournament. We're in the season. It's the tournament, the Washington football team. Like, I like that name, too.
I like the Washington football team.
I like them being named exactly what they are. Makes it very easy to Google. I will tell you that. I'm sure some SEO master is like, aha.
Maybe that's it. It's what is the name of that NBA in-season tournament? Boom, you got it. Brendan Winnett is
here. You're right there.
Brendan Winnett is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show at HU Cosell on Twitter. Skinny Bowl won. Oklahoma City won it. Neither player was great. What do you make of Victor Wembanyama versus Chet Holmgren part one? And we're going to see this a few more times over the course of the season. And what do you make of both of their, you know, first handful of games in the league?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
As far as Wimby, man, it's just so that talent is so enticing, and right. It is. You know, I'm not gonna say we've never seen him before. I thought Shaq actually brought up a really good point. If you look at Bol Bol, they're similar statures, and they kind of play, have a similar style. That's not to say that Wemby won't be better than Bol at some point, but we're starting to see this more and more frequently, right? Like the Kevin Durant guy isn't right. as peculiar as it used to be. I'm excited for Chet in part because that team is good.
Yes.
Like that team is really, and a lot of times we have tantalizing rookies on these teams. A lot of times, the teams are so bad around them that it's hard to even get a really good look at how good the player is because they're trying to make up for deficiencies they otherwise wouldn't have while also on this learning curve of being a rookie. But that Oklahoma team they're here now. You know, they're not arriving anymore. There's not, you know, it's not 2 years away from being 2 years away anymore. They're now going, are a legitimate team. SGA is legitimate all-star. Is consistently puts pressure on opposing defenses. I think he's led the league in drives like the last 3 or 4 years, and everything works off of him like spokes on a wheel. I'm excited for Chet to be in that spot with Wemby. Am I still a little bit salty that we didn't get the first overall pick with the Hornets? Maybe I am. Maybe there's right. a touch of hatred there. But I think he's going to be really, really good. He can turn the ball over a little bit, but that's right. that's stuff you can work on for a rookie.
How much of that is he has to learn because he is like 7'40"? that he has to learn because he's going to be checked by obviously smaller players because there's nobody taller other than maybe Chet. He has to learn how to protect the ball better because there's a lot of space that he has to cover when he dribbles, even if he gets low because he starts from a different altitude.
Yeah, I'm also interested to see what kind of where they're going to want him most frequently. I don't have a problem with him shooting three-pointers. That's obviously going to be a part of everybody's game yeah. now. But I do want to see, hey, like some work in the post and some doing some of those things to be able to take advantage of that size. You know, a lot of things got unlocked, I felt like, for LeBron when he worked on having a real post game and didn't have to rely so much on his athleticism. And Kevin Durant talks all the time about he loves being in that pinch post position. He loves working close to the nail or close to the elbow because not only is he obviously tall, but he can see the entire court, and it's so much harder to double him when he's right. there. I'm assuming that Wemby's going to have to pick up some of that stuff too, in addition to just being a little bit more efficient with handling the ball and looking for his teammates.
All right, before I let you go, Brendan Whitted at HU Cosell. People who don't know this, Brendan also operates Bison Express, Howard University, website. And you guys don't like to talk about this, but you guys ran over our NC Central Eagles. Trey Oliver just kind of licking his wounds here. Now, you guys have an opportunity to win the MEAC.
Yeah.
On Saturday against Morgan State.
Morgan State, yep, against Morgan State, which is insane.
Versus Baltimore.
Look, man, and if you've spent any time up here, you know what the shake is when it comes to DC versus Baltimore. Where does the DMV stop? The DMV stops right at Baltimore. They do not want any part of getting lumped in. But yeah, like they. The football team was the co-champs last year. They have a chance to win it outright this year. I am, you know, you talk about beating Central. They had a lot to say before that game, particularly the head coach had mentioned, hey, why are we even playing this thing? We're going to drop 50 on them. Don't even worry about it. Mm. And then to get a 50-burger hung on you with a 2-point conversion at the end. So there's no confusion about what was meant and what was said and what the shake was. No handshake from either coach after the game. Like,
wow.
Yeah, it was salty. And so this Morgan State game suddenly takes on a tenor that I don't think anybody would have thought a week ago, because everyone was just assured that Central was going to roll to their MEAC championship. This is an exciting time. This is an exciting time for Howard Sports in general to be able to be co-champions last year and maybe win it this year will be quite a feather in our coach's cap.
All right, now if you guys are able to win it, if you win the game, you win the league, right? It's right. that simple. But what happens if Morgan State wins because Central beat Morgan State? How do we snap a three-way tie at the top?
I don't know that this has happened before. So I haven't. I looked back up to try to figure out what some of the tie breaking stuff was. I'm not sure anybody's really, really confident about what the actual tiebreaker
would
be.
Well, it wouldn't be a three-way tie because Howard would have two losses, so never mind.
Right.
It would be between Central and Morgan, and Central beat Morgan, in which case Trey Oliver could brag again.
It's true. I mean, but, you know, it also means who's going to the Celebration Bowl.
That's right.
Which is a really, really big thing. So you win the MEAC, you go to Celebration Bowl in Atlanta. Which means a lot of prestige, a lot of bragging rights, and some money for that team. So there's a lot of stuff on the line coming up here on Saturday.
We'll be watching, man. Good luck to the Bison. That is Brendan Whitted, Bison Express, and at HU Cosell on Twitter. All right, my man. I'll talk to you soon.
Love it.
All right. I had to bring that up because Brendan was tweeting through the game this weekend. Tweeting through the game.
Seeing is believing, and you're not going to believe how bright and vivid the colors are on the Samsung Neo QLED and OLED TVs powered by the Neural Quantum Processor, because this is an audio ad. Unless you can see it, which means you already have one. Nice. Samsung, more wow than ever.